You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Coming to us live from the Capitol, they've released their third single. They're from the band Dylan Joe. The new track out is called Joe. We've got Georgie Levine and Betty Smith here live from Te Whanganui Aotearoa over Zoom, which is a bit of a fickle creature. But anyway, how are you, Georgie and Betty?
We're good, thanks. Yeah, how are you?
We're super chill down here. We're super chill. I went to a Chloe Swarbrick talk last night, which was quite cool. Does she do speeches often in Wellington?
I don't think so. I can't recall.
Can't recall. No worries. Well, she did say that Dunedin was her second most favourite city in New Zealand, so.
Oh.
It's funny because your band's called Dylan Joe, but there's no one in it called Dylan or Joe.
Isn't that curious? So it's funny. The name comes from my name, which is actually Betty Joe.
Right.
But it's kind of complicated, but it was going to be my solo project name, and then we started up and we thought it would be a cool name.
Yeah, we were writing all our music together, so we thought it could be a band name instead of a solo project.
Crack up. Where did the name Dylan come from?
So I was originally going to be called Dylan, but then my mum's best friend named her kid Dylan, so kind of...
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of like an alter ego kind of thing, I guess.
Like, is this if you were born a boy, you'd be called Dylan, or is this the D-I-L-L-O-N, like in the...
Yeah, I would have been named as a girl, I would have been called D-I-L-L-O-N.
True. Do you know what you would have been called if you were born, if you were AMAB? Born boys?
Yeah, I would be named after a football player called Roscoe.
David Beckingham. And you, Georgie?
What my name would be?
Yeah.
I think my mum said it was, was it?
Isn't it like Jed?
Oh, Jed or Jed.
Jed. Jed's a good name. Yeah. That's a good name.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. If I was a girl, I was going to be called India, and I'm very happy that I was not born a girl. recently, you two the band posted a vlog of you guys heading to Auckland to do a show with Coast Arcade in Tamaki Makaurau. It seemed like a pretty fun time. What time did you have to leave Wellington to make it in time for soundcheck up there? Was it pretty early?
We left around 5:30
in the morning.
Our bassist Kahu, he's a really busy guy, and we actually had to leave at 5:30 the next morning as well because he had a shift at
me. Far out.
It was pretty rough, but
and
it was really fun.
The day before we left to Auckland, we actually had a headline show in Wellington, so we had to.
San Fran, right?
Off the stage and then go straight to bed after like 11:30 PM, which was pretty hard, but yeah.
That's nuts. How do you maintain your energy when you've got that all those things back to back?
I think with a show like the Auckland Coast Arcade show, I mean, we were really excited to play with them, and I guess like quite nervous because we knew it was going to be filled up a little bit. I guess the adrenaline kind of keeps you going from playing.
Anxiety.
Yeah, the anxiety.
Cure my restlessness with anxiety. It's a really good combination. Oh, that's good. I'm glad. You guys formed at Massey Uni as a group. Did you meet in halls or classes?
Well, me and Betty actually knew of each other from a TV show, New Zealand TV show we were both in called Take the Mic.
What?
When we were about like 16. So we knew of each other when we went into halls, but I met Rua, our drummer, we were put into bands, and he was kind of my first drummer that I was put with. And I was like, this guy's pretty cool. And me and Kahu actually were, we were in Nelson together. Raised in Nelson, so I knew of him as well, which was cool.
Nelson's a good spot. I like that place.
Yeah, it's real
warm there, far out. The Joe in the song name, is that after your name, Betty, or is that completely unrelated? Is it's not Joe Mama
No, that was the thought I had. I think that's, that's what the song's about.
Cool. Well, it's about, or inspired by First Love. Is it written by both of you guys?
Yes.
Yeah, true. What was your experience with First Love? How do you rate it? Overrated, underrated?
I think perfectly rated, right?
Perfectly rated for the moment, yeah.
It's a very, very cool wholesome feeling. It is a solid feeling. It is a really sweet feeling. I think, Georgia, you said you feel that the track feels yellow and it's sort of about wanting to be wrapped up in someone and do life beside them. Do you often associate, I guess, those positive or romantic feelings with yellow?
Yeah, I think a lot of music I kind of associate with the colour. And with our headline San Fran show a few months ago, I kind of asked the lighting guy to, like, do hydrangeas purple lighting and, like, Joe is yellow, and it kind of makes sense for, like, Joe to be our happiest song and for it to just feel quite light and kind of upbeat, and, yeah, that kind of feels like...
Mm. I did see that hydrangea was on the track list on the board that you wrote in the vlog. And cool thing about hydrangeas, their colour changes on their depending on the pH of the soil, which is so cool.
Oh, yeah. I did that.
Yeah. Betty, if you had to say the track reminded you of a colour, what colour would it be?
Ooh, yeah, I'd probably go for like a yellow as well, or like a kind of like green. I guess I'm kind of thinking of the cover art as well, which is quite green, like warm tones. But yeah, I'd definitely agree with yellow. I think it's definitely our happiest song that we've got on our set. So.
Well, I want to talk about the cover for a second because it's of, I assume, you two running around a very foggy, hazy area with like lots of grass. Where is that? Is that near the windmill that you shot the Shivers video?
Yes. It's the exact same place. We did it up at the windmill, I think, around August or September last year, and it was super windy and foggy, and it was quite awesome. Like, you couldn't see any of the skyline at all, like you normally can when it's clear. But yeah,
sick. It is a very I don't know, the fog is very mysterious. It's very evocative. Your last single, Shiver, by contrast, has a lot more heavier instrumentation with very, very pounding, sort of broody drums, heavy guitars, whereas this new track is more fun, acoustic, light, and has a yearny quality to it. Are those the two sort of musical and vibe, like, poles that you sit between?
Yeah, I think a lot of our music starts as an acoustic song. Me and Betty tend to just write our music in our room, and then we bring it forward to the boys, and then they kind of have it, their different take on it. And we love rock, but we also love the dreamy kind of, you know, more mellow vibe. But we like to kind of shock people by going quite hard at times, because that also feels like the polar opposites, and we like, we like that.
Blending shoegaze rock with like dream pop.
Yeah. It's like going to see Oppenheimer then Barbie. Did y'all do that back when it came out? Yeah. It was good. I went Oppenheimer then Barbie. You know, upper, down and then an upper, I thought made more sense.
Yeah, I love that. I have to say, I think Barbie's on top though, Margot Robbie.
Oh, true.
Love it.
If Oppenheimer wasn't 3 hours long, I'd be more I'd be more on opposed. But yeah, Barbie is a lot of fun. Can we expect to see more tracks come out in the near future? Can we expect to see a song called Dylan come out soon?
That's a good point. Well, we're actually recording our album this year with our uni class. We're third year Massey University students, and as a project we want to record our album, so we're going to be releasing a few singles coming up to that release. Good Person will be our next
probably
single,
be the next,
so keep a lookout for that song.
So watch this space. Cool. And would you consider doing a little South Island couple shows? Would you consider coming down to Otepoti if you release a project in this year?
We're definitely keen to come down to the South Island It would be super fun.
Mm. If there's some orientation weeks next year.
Yeah, we'll kind of see in the O weeks next year.
Yeah, true. It's literally exactly a year from now.
<Let's> go.
Mean. Well, hopefully we can see you down here in the near future sometime. Thank you so much for coming on the program. Do you have any final thoughts, words, considerations to leave our listeners with?
Well, I know that my mum and dad are listening, and I do want to do a quick shout out because my dad in 1991 got the number one spot on Radio 1 with his uni band.
Whoa.
And I just want to let the listeners know that because I think he's pretty full circle moment. And yeah.
Yo, what was his band?
Oh, what was it called? Oh, I can't remember now. It was definitely like a uni first year kind of fun.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Best kind of fun you can have.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll figure out the band name later, but thank you so much, Georgie and Biddy. I really appreciate your time. Cheers.
Oh, thank you.
All right, folks. That was Georgie Levine and Biddy Smith from the Te Whanganui Atara based band, Dylan Joe. They've just put out a new track called Joe, which we were talking about. And then we're going to be having someone else come through very, 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 very soon at 9:30. We'll be joined by Genevieve Obeek from the new on-campus Student Wellbeing Centre. She'll be talking all about that, what they do, how they do it. Here is Dylan Joe with Joe, not Joe Mama.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.